From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says the U.S. will participate in talks to establish a trans-Pacific trade agreement. In Singapore for an Asian summit, the president said much of U.S. commerce is conducted with Asia, including exports, and closer ties could create millions of American jobs. Meanwhile, in his pre-recorded weekly address today, Mr. Obama called for a full review of the events that led to last week's shootings at Fort Hood. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
In his weekly Saturday address, President Obama says the review he has ordered will be separate from the legal case being brought against Major Nadal Malik Hassan. Mr. Obama says it's important to study all that was known about the suspect prior to the shootings and to determine if there was information that should have been acted upon.
We must quickly and thoroughly evaluate and address any flaws in the system so that we can prevent a similar breach from happening again. Our government must be able to act swiftly and surely when it has threatening information.
The president also said it's important to resist the temptation to turn the events at Fort Hood into the kind of political theater that he says so often dominates discussion in Washington. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
In the Republican Saturday address, Congressman Mark Kirk of Illinois criticized the House health care overhaul legislation for failing to rein in medical lawsuits.
We can start lowering costs by reining in lawsuits in America. We are the most litigious country on earth. Lawsuit reforms can save billions in health care costs alone.
Kirk pushed for several provisions in the House health care proposal that were rejected last week when lawmakers approved the Democratic plan. In Pakistan, a suspected suicide bomber detonated explosives at a security checkpoint in Peshawar, killing at least 10 people. Peshawar is the provincial capital of the Northwest Frontier Province. Militants have increased deadly attacks on the city since the Pakistani army launched an offensive against the Taliban in South Waziristan. Yesterday, at least 10 people were killed in Peshawar when a car bomb exploded in an office of Pakistan's main intelligence agency. In Russia, at least two people are dead after explosions at an ammunition depot. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Huge explosions ripped through a Russian military arsenal in the region of Ulyanovsk, several hundred miles outside of Moscow. At least 3,000 others were evacuated by local officials. The governor of the region says the area has been sealed off. Officials say the fire broke out while staff at the armory were destroying weapons. Several explosions and fires have occurred at munitions storage facilities in the former Soviet Union in recent years. Officials say there is no sign of terrorism. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
This is NPR News. Air traffic controllers will get retrained in handling incidents in which they lose contact with an aircraft. The announcement by the Federal Aviation Administration comes after controllers last month took an hour and 8 minutes to notify the Domestic Events Network that they lost contact with a Northwest Airlines flight that flew 150 miles beyond its destination of Minneapolis. Today is the 40th anniversary of the launch of Apollo 12, the second manned mission that landed on the moon. One of the Apollo 12 astronauts is now an artist who paints lunar landscapes. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce has the story.
Alan Bean is the fourth person to walk on the moon. 40 years ago today, he blasted off with crewmates Pete Conrad and Dick Gordon. Bean says he's attending just a few events for the anniversary because he doesn't want to be away from his studio in Houston.
It's not good to be an artist and not really be painting most of the time.
Bean paints detailed moonscapes that show the Apollo astronauts working and having fun. He says he wants people who see his paintings to come away feeling inspired.
I never imagined when I was a boy that I might do something this amazing, okay? Well, they don't either. But they could, and they don't have to go to the moon to do it.
Bean's artwork is currently on display at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum through January 13th. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Meanwhile, NASA has begun the countdown for a Monday launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis. Six astronauts will deliver spare parts to the International Space Station. Liftoff is scheduled for 2:28 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.